Welcome to Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Renault Preville, and send to me.
No. Keep going. You fucked up twice now. Go ahead.
Sit next to me, to my left, my co-host, the man on the sounds, on the ones and twos, Randy Vega.
How hard is it just to get a simple intro? To do it. I'm just saying. I know you're tired, but
it's been a long week. It's only Tuesday, man.
You know, don't you hate when that sucks, bro? When it feels like it's been forever and it's only been 2 days.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to wait to get paid Friday, man. That's what I'm really hoping for.
I can't wait to get paid because The next day I get to leave and spend it somewhere else.
Nice. Where are you going, brother?
I am going to be going to LA for 2 days. Me, Jay Guy, and another comic. We're going to be, not another comic. Me, Jay Guy, and my brother.
Okay.
We're going to be going to.
You need to get your brother into stand up. He's a funny guy.
He's situational.
Situational.
Yeah, I've talked to him about it already, and he's just like, it's situational. Like, he's the funniest person when it comes to like in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But to come out, he just doesn't want
to. I mean, it'd be kind of cool to be the brothers doing a comedy together.
Yeah, but he didn't see it that way because you know, he gets annoyed me easily. So.
Oh man, but you said LA, right?
Yeah, going to LA for 2 days. We're gonna go catch a show at the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory. We're going to go see those two epic places. We're going to go try to catch a show there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to get confused. Be like, oh, he's performing it? No, I'm not. I'm going to go watch a show. It's going to be long ass time before I ever get a chance to perform there.
But, you know, I see that in your future, bro. I see that next week, bro.
and then we're going to drive out to San Fran. We're going to do some shows and stuff like that up there. Some mics. We're going to try to do some stage time with San Fran.
Are you got anything booked there or just kind of?
No, we're going to just wing it and hit them. Bro, there's like 20 mics a day there, bro.
Yeah, I heard the scene's pretty dope over there. Yeah.
So we're going to go check that out. Hopefully that'd be dope.
All right, cool, man. Record your set, man. Make sure to vlog that.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
What's that going to be on what vlogs?
I'm sorry?
Plug your vlog, bro.
Oh, that's Randy V Comedy vlog, bro. Randy V Comedy on my YouTube page, bro. Check that out.
See, I try to give it a nice transition, and you just fucked that up, bro.
Bro, it's fine, because I transition all your shit for you every time we go to a mic, and you forget. So it's cool.
That's
you,
true.
You cover me here, I cover you in real life. It's fine.
I appreciate it. All right, we got Money in the Banks this Sunday.
So disappointing.
I'm disappointed.
I'm not a fan. I've always liked watching Money in the Bank because I got the tables, ladders, and chairs and all that shit like going on during that too, and all the ladders, all the crazy shit happens. I'm not excited this year.
Well, I'll say Money in the Bank is really kind of hard to do anyway. It's the first pay per view after WrestleMania,
usually good though. As even if it's the first pay per view after WrestleMania, it's mm-hmm. usually still pretty decent.
Well, it's also
somewhat enjoyable
because you know whoever wins Money in the Bank is usually going to be a new champion, but they've switched that up with certain Sandow didn't win. He never won his championship title when he won the Money in Bank. So it the Monster Mung Man.
Yeah, he lost his shot. They fucked him over.
Yeah. Well, so that's always what the excitement about Money in the Bank was, even from Edge from back in the day. So I think that's maybe why you don't really – none of the matches seem that they're going to live up to what you want for this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, man. If anything, the only match I think I'm going to be excited to watch – is going to be the cage match between Shane McMahon and The Miz.
Yeah,
I like The Miz going batshit crazy.
Yeah, man. You beat up Pops. I got to beat you up. Yeah. So.
That's how you're supposed to do it, man. You don't put your hands on my family, you get fucked up.
Yeah, revenge. Shane McMahon's definitely going to be throwing himself off that cage at 50 years old.
I feel it. I feel like he's going to try to do something stupid and just do a little cross thing. He's going to try to fly off, and then he's probably going to change. So he's probably going to end up either landing it or
mm-hmm.
whatnot. But if The Miz doesn't win,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so fucking pissed off.
You know, he has to get his revenge. What if The Miz actually throws himself off the cage?
On top of him and, like, lands or some shit?
Yeah, like they did last time. Well, they did that the suplex, and they both fell. So that would be kind of, see two of them do a suplex off the cage?
That's death.
Yeah.
Someone's neck's breaking, bro.
Yeah, Miz, don't do that. You got a family now, man. He has two kids. No, don't do that, bro. Yeah. I'm actually really more excited for the Becky Charlotte match and the Lacey Evans match.
I am too. I'm calling it now. Charlotte's going to beat, Becky Lynch is going to beat Charlotte. Lacey Evans is going to end up beating Becky Lynch, and that's going to be because Charlotte lost to Becky, and then she's going to interfere somehow in the match. It's not going to be a clean win.
I could see that. I don't think they're going to give Lacey Evans a title right off the bat because she hasn't really done anything. And I'm saying that she's not a good wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that she hasn't really done too many promos really other than just walk down the ramp and then finally punches Becky in the face.
She's got more matches in her belt than Ronda. And they gave Ronda the belt so fast.
That's true. But Ronda was a megastar. They were going to do that to the Brock Lesnar treatment.
Yeah, no, but Brock Lesnar used to wrestle back in the day before all that, too, though. So
sorry, in the background, that's Game of Thrones.
Weak-ass show.
I love that show. Yesterday's episode made... Oh, so actually, Sunday's episode made me like, oh, my God, I can't go for the dragon.
I heard a lot of people didn't like it.
It was... kind of disappointing.
Let's not talk about it because I don't watch the show and it's going to be weird.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Go watch the show. Yeah. Everyone agreed that it was kind
of
hard.
And the Game of Thrones fans are fucking for real. So yeah. I'm good. Let's not ruin it.
It was really sad, actually. She killed a lot of people. Innocent people.
I'm good.
You're not into the show?
No, not at all, bro.
Well, you said, all right. Ronda did have more matches than Lacey Evans, but.
No. Lacey Evans has more matches under her belt than Ronda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. But I'm just saying, like, I just don't see them just dropping a title already. She hasn't done any pay-per-views. This is her first actual title match.
I can see them doing it, though. Bro, they've done crazier stuff.
Yeah, there is a time to switch up. If you guys notice, Raw been having SmackDown guys, and SmackDown's been getting Raw guys, so everyone can go anywhere. So we never know what it's going
to be. That superstar shakeup has been kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because they switched everybody around, but yet they're still coming back to their respective shows.
Well, it's going to be different soon when Fox, in October or 12th or something like that, they're going to have SmackDown on Fox. So you're most likely going to see them keep doing that.
I think they're going to still have that happening, though. I don't think it's going to change. I think if you can, you'll have more days in between for superstars to like travel and recover and stuff like that. So it'll be a lot easier on the body.
Well, that and people want stars on Fox because you can't really – SmackDown is the B show.
Yeah.
I love SmackDown. I actually enjoy SmackDown a little bit more because Raw is 3 hours long. And it's too long for me to watch on a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm cool watching a quick two-hour show.
Yeah, and especially on a Friday because I don't work weekends. So, but they're going to need more stars to go on SmackDown. So they'll need their bigger guys, like bring back AJ. Even Seth might show up.
It's going to suck, though, because I won't be able to watch it at all because I'm usually doing shows on Friday nights or Microsoft shit, so.
Yeah, I record. I watch.
I watch the repeats. Yeah,
yeah, and that's pretty much what I have to do. Anyway, Seth versus AJ Styles.
Boring.
Because they're the exact same guy.
I'm over them giving. Like, I don't know. I've never been a fan of AJ Styles. Granted, he's great ring work. He's
one of the best, bro.
Yeah, he does really good ring work. He's a good guy. You know what I mean? But. I just don't find him as a believable person, man. It's just, I never see any like anger out of him or any frustration. Seth Rollins, I can believe. Seth Rollins, great mic game.
You think he's better at promos than AJ Styles?
Way better. And more believable to me. I can't see AJ Styles getting pissed off.
I hear what you're saying. He does get pissed off. Remember when he beat up Vince McMahon?
Yeah, but that was boring to me, though. It wasn't even believable to me, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I think it's going to be kind of cool because they have this pretty much the same style of wrestling. So you're going to get to see two of the, like, you remember when you played Mortal Kombat and you get to be Scorpion, and then your boy wanted to play as Smoke? It's pretty much the same character, just a little differently.
But same thing with Sub-Zero, too. They all look the same at the time, but they're different.
Yeah, so that's why I'm
going to see. But you can't compare back then to now in that game because I actually have the new one, and I've played them all ever since. The kid, they've all evolved and they've all changed, so they all really don't look the same. But back then, the color grading is simple. You had to keep everything simple.
I haven't played Mortal Kombat in years, man.
Yeah, I still play it.
The new one is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Keep kicking my brother's ass in it, so I'm cool.
That's why you want to do comedy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's his life.
Man, Mojo Rollins.
I don't know.
What was the point of that?
I don't know, man. It's weird. He's got like some blue jizz on his face. It's like dried up. It's weird. It's like almost. It's like a Smurf came in his eye.
Well, that's supposed to show you it's broken dreams or something. It's a broken mirror. That's to represent that. I don't know what that is.
It looks like a failed money shot from a Smurf.
This show isn't PG.
All right, so we'll cut that.
No, we can put that. I love that. We can keep that in there. No, man, I think they're trying to bring him. They've been promoting him for like weeks, but still just showing him on TV just to win one match.
And they put really him against Apollo Creed, who's a SmackDown wrestler.
Yeah.
And the match lasted like 30 seconds. It wasn't even a full match. It was like a minute. 30 seconds to a minute. It was done.
Yeah, squashing him already. Apollo Creed was actually a really good guy, a good wrestler too, that they kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, he's just like a filling dude. It sucks.
Yeah, he's really good though. He's talented. Yeah, dude, yeah.
Great, phenomenal shape too. His acrobatics, he was crazy in the ring. I don't know how he does it.
I saw someone said on Twitter once that Apollo Creed is just a small version of Bobby Lashley if he could do flips.
I would say they're about the same size.
No, it's just that
Apollo Creed is not as defined as.
No, he's short. He's way shorter.
I don't know, dude. I had to see a picture of them next to each other, but I think Apollo Creed's a pretty big fucking dude.
Yeah, you know what? That'd be a cool tag team, bro. What, Apollo Creed and Bobby Lashley together.
Eminem.
Come on.
Both bald. Chocolate.
Milk duds.
Milk duds. Team MD.
Oh man, chocolate man. That would be. I want to see those guys tag team.
That'd be funny as fuck, bro.
Speaking of weird tag team, on the Miz and Roman.
That was cool. I'm not even mad at it.
It's kind of weird to see them tag each other,
but it's different, and I like it.
Yeah,
it's different in the sense that you saw a bunch of different people in the tag team that never really tagged together.
Yeah, well, you know, you've seen Bobby Lashley and Elias. No, actually, I don't think I've seen them together.
Once, maybe beforehand, but it was like, eh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool, though. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I know. Braun Strowman, I don't think is not going to be in the Money in the Bank match.
I think he is not going to be in it because he lost.
Yeah, he got wrecked. The
stipulation. He got jumped.
Mm-hmm.
They gangbanged him outside, and then they jumped on him, all three of them. McIntyre and Corbin jumped on Braun Strowman, pinned him 1-2-3, and then that's it. Sami Zayn's in a...
I'm glad to see Sami Zayn. I don't really like his heel turn, man. I kind of like him as a babyface.
I don't really care much for him as
good, man. When his music comes up, man, I love that. It's like ska.
Oh, music, yeah. Everybody goes nuts when they hear this shit. Yeah. It's crazy, though.
Yeah, man.
This is cool. I don't mind it. It's pretty dope. But I never got into him. So I got to probably pay attention to him a little bit more now and see how he is.
I think he was kind of injured at the time where him and Kevin Owens were feuding. So it wasn't really like you couldn't really invest too much into him because he was hurt. And then as soon as he got a little bit popular, he had to go to get his injury fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this, you know what? Saudi Arabia is next. I know Money in Bank is this Sunday, but Saudi Arabia, Brock Lesnar is back.
Yep. He retired from UFC. I think he's going to do WWE full time because I feel
he retired from UFC.
Just keep getting a check for not really showing up.
He'll come up.
But I do not, and I repeat, I do not want to see them give him the belt back so fast.
He might get it.
He's got to go through the ringer like everybody else, bro. You can't just hand it over to him, dude.
He's Brock Lesnar. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah, that man kills bucks for a living.
Technically, for fun anymore because the part of his contract is over with. So you have to re-sign a new contract.
Yeah, he'll say I'm going to take the title.
Yeah, you got to understand this though. He had that title under wraps so much that they're going to put in so many fucking stipulations in there to make sure that he shows up every week. And if he doesn't, he has to drop whatever. They're not going to let him cuckold the fucking championship for God knows how long.
Yeah, they will, because no, he did it before.
Yeah, but it killed Monday Night Raw for so long, though.
That's what I'm saying. The ratings were going to get bad.
They're going to put something in there where he has to show weekly. He has to be there.
Well, you know
what? If he's there weekly, every week, I have no problem with him getting a belt back if he beats up Ballin, if they do that.
Brock's not going to want to do that.
He has to be there every week.
He wants a part-timer job. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? We're getting paid just the same and do half the work.
You know what I would want to see happen?
What?
You got Drew McIntyre and all of them like making a little team. I would like to see. Probably won't happen. It'd be dope if you see him and Braun tag up for a bit.
What, Brock Lesnar,
McIntyre, Lashley, and them, and just start fucking.
Just monsters versus
Beast amongst men, bro. That'd be a fucking dope ass little get together there. Because you imagine them two tagged up as beastly as they are. Who the fuck's gonna beat them?
Yeah, you know, as much as they make Braun Strowman a strong guy, they keep seeming to keep having him lose matches.
Yeah, but he keeps losing because he keeps getting jumped by four or five fucking people.
So he's like, yeah.
That lone wolf thing that they have him going on right now is not working for him. They need to give him some sort of backup.
You know, the story doesn't really ever make sense that he keeps getting beat by four men, but some reason he can just lift up an ambulance, a limo.
Yeah, that's all visual, though.
Yeah, but there's no way I could beat up a person that can lift something like that.
I lift the limo on a regular. It's workout sets. You know,
that's how you work out? That's what you put in your set?
But you know, it doesn't transition to actual real people moving around. A lot of.
No, there's definitely a difference between
focus and being able to grab something and just lift it than having to chase somebody down. It's different, you know?
You don't know. Yeah, that's not how physics works. If a person can lift up a limo, you can't beat them up. That's impossible. If a person
can lift up a limo, they can barely move around.
Yeah, have you seen Braun Strowman? She looked a lot faster. Yeah. Look a little quicker.
He can't lift the limo no more, though. Have you seen him lift the limo since, right? When he was lifting a limo, flipping that truck, ginormous. Now, looking a little bit smaller, McIntyre starting to dwarf him. I mean, hey.
No, McIntyre's a big dude.
Exactly. So you can imagine if Brock Lesnar is huge and McIntyre is almost the same size. McIntyre is big as fuck.
Yeah, man. I said this earlier before we recorded that Becky Lynch's mom, yo, she was fine, bro.
Hey, Juan, bro. You know what? You're about to maybe look her up just to see.
I mean, she was fine, bro. Like, I see why Big E's trying to shoot his shot, bro. I don't blame him. She's fine.
Can you imagine if, like, they come?
I want to see a tag team. The Ma and the Man.
Mom.
That would be the greatest tag women's tag team
She's
division.
Not that.
Yo, like, her old picture. Look at her old picture when she was young. Yeah, man.
Okay. I can see that.
That's exactly. You can
she's
see.
She's the model.
Yeah, she's fine.
I see where Becky gets it from, though.
Exactly.
But Becky, though.
Speaking of Becky, Becky and Seth are together, and the internet is mad.
I'm cool with that, bro.
Yeah, some people are mad, like, oh, my God.
I'm cool with that, man. Let my dog live, man. I want to say something else right now, too, but I don't know how PG you want to keep it.
Say it, man. Say it with your chest.
Yo, let my dog pipe, bro.
Do your thing, man.
Let my dog crush them cheeks, man. Let my dog live, man. My dog let that live, man. They living. They heal. They living.
Yeah, man.
Let them be happy.
They're on the road, so like it's best for them to kind of like stick with each other like that way. Yeah. And like, you know, it's hard to have relationships and like you get to have a partner to travel with and stuff like that. And you're in a business that you love.
Now that you say that, right? Them two being together. You just dawned on me.
What's that?
I'm changing my verdict for the fight between Becky Lynch and them for Money in the Bank.
Becky Lynch and Charlotte?
Yeah.
I think
Becky Lynch is going to beat Lacey Evans. But I feel like Charlotte's going to win the SmackDown. Because if she wins the SmackDown belt, Becky stays on Raw because she's the champ there.
Yeah, okay.
And it puts her and Seth in the same traveling patterns together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might happen.
I could see that, but it also like it's really rare for a champion to hold a belt for that long. You can't really hold the two titles for a division for that too long.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like if she lost it, a belt with what's going on now, I feel like it would be the SmackDown one. She would lose that to Charlotte and keep the Raw. So that way it'd keep her on Raw. Seth's on Raw. He's the champ, traveling together. And then when she loses the belt on Raw, she's still going to be on Raw.
I see that makes more sense, actually.
Yeah, so you're calling that. If that happens, you get the credit for that.
Thank you.
Every 99 other things that has happened, so you got to give. I got to give you something, bro.
You're a good ghostwriter, man. I think you actually work for the WWE.
WWE. If any of you guys listen to this, okay, email Ronald, okay,
at HayesRonald at
Gmail. And we'll keep this private, confidential. But just let us know if you're listening, or if we've called anything prior to, and you guys like, you know, just.
Oh, I just got an email. Oh, it's just a bill.
Yeah, probably. It's probably you getting charged.
WWE just charges me for using their name so much.
No, for the storyline. They're probably just like, we're over here giving them shit, and they're probably just charging you guys. Like, hey, you're ruining our storyline. You got to pay me. I don't know. That made no sense. I'm terrible. I quit. I'm done writing for... Yeah, that'd be some crazy-ass shit, though, right? Like, what if one of their writers actually does listen to us and like, yo, that's actually pretty good. And starts writing that shit down.
You owe me a check.
Yeah, you know, for a whole like year, we're gonna just keep talking on the fucking podcast.
Oh my god.
We're gonna be calling shit. What if the shit we're calling is happening? We're like, all right, what the fuck? Who's subscribing? Who's listening? Like, it'd be crazy, bro.
So one of those guys owe me a check, man.
I know, man.
Well, I guess they owe you a check. I'll take half of that though. I'll take 10%.
Here's a question.
I'm your manager.
Rey Mysterio's kid. How old is he? Dominic was like 20, like
20
right?
something, yeah.
So he's old enough to catch ass whipping.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Samoa Joe's gonna put some hands on him soon.
That's cool that his for a guy that doesn't really wrestle, he has a promo with another actual wrestler that really wants to kill him.
That's what I'm saying. I have a feeling Samoa Joe from the catch his ass, put some hands on him, and then Rey Mysterio gonna have no choice but to go nuts. Now, if that happens, I fucking called it. Just saying. Just fucking saying.
I love that Rey Mysterio got called by Cesaro. Cesaro thought Rey Mysterio was his son Dominic, and it's funny because like Rey Mysterio got offended by that, but Dominic is actually way taller than Rey Mysterio. So Dominic should be more offended that you thought I was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I just think I'm gonna show that dad. I got my white jeans, man. What the fuck? I got a little Chico jeans. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
I don't do the 619. I do the Eiffel Tower. I'm taller, bitch. Like, what?
Double Down from Cody Rhodes' AEW going to have their pay-per-view in next week, the 21st.
That's going to be dope.
Yeah. I'm really excited more for Dustin and Cody. Brothers,
yeah.
I saw a promo.
You going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going
to
watch it.
You going to invest in that and watch it?
Hell yes, I am.
How much is it to get it?
I think it's like 10 bucks, 10 or 20 bucks.
Honestly, that'd be cool if they did their own little WWE network thing where you can see all the fights where all the wrestlers and shit. Like they did the like WWE, like the app and shit. That'd be cool.
Impact has their own.
They all have their own.
I don't watch Impact, but Impact has their own streaming service. I
might actually start watching it because of Dean Ambrose going over there.
You think so?
I might start watching it for sure just because of that.
For AEW, right?
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, you think he's going to Impact?
He's already signed with them, bro. What are you talking about? They already signed with everything. Yeah, John Moxley. He's back with them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, do you not follow up on your boy?
I guess I don't know. No,
yeah, he's back with Impact. He's signed with Impact. I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I might just watch that here and there just for shits and giggles just so I can catch him, boy, see if he's fighting. I like Dean Ambrose, man. I fuck with him.
Yeah, I want to see him doing the Moxley gimmick because that's super like him. That's like
super hardcore, though, too, though. Like, he was like one of those crazy-ass, like, barbed wire to the face kind of guys back in the day.
Yeah, man. I would love to see that.
Yeah. Hopefully, he's not wrestling in those Spanx and those speeders and like that. Hopefully, they keep that same tank top jeans, grimy. Hopefully, they keep that look.
Wouldn't that be like WWE would have some issues with that? Like, that's more their
That's a generic attire.
Yeah, I guess
anybody can wear that going to the ring. So, you're saying that if he wears regular clothing for a bit and then something happens, he has to run from the back of the ring and interfere if he's in jeans and shirt. No, that's regular attire. That's him just rocking some basketball. That's him rocking some regular, like some Wrangler jeans and a fucking tank top.
Well, WWE sued WCW at one point where Nash and homie went over Roman.
Nash and Scott Hall?
Yeah, Nash for the gimmick. And they didn't even use their names. They just used their image from WWE to WCW and they sued.
Yeah, that's why they went to NWO.
But
they actually had wrestling attire on though, like actual like clothing, the gimmicks, the whole nine. They even took the music over there when it came out. Everything was the same. So if John Moxley has all new music and shit like that,
it's not the same.
It's not going to be the same because it's just a t-shirt and fucking jeans. You can't get him mad. If he wears a regular, like a sleeve t-shirt and some jeans, it's fine. Can't say nothing about it.
I see your point, man. I'm saying that double down.
They have like on the paper, they have like Wrangler jeans. So he stops wearing Wrangler and he wears like fucking Izod or some bootleg fucking pair of pants. Can't get mad at that.
Yeah, I hear you. But Double Down, I can't wait to see Cody versus Dustin. I saw a promo. I wasn't really excited for it. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. I finally see this match that we've always wanted to see. But then I saw a promo that Cody did about brothers fighting each other, like Cain and Abel type of stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. WWE messed up by letting Cody go.
I don't think so.
He's really good.
They weren't using him that much.
Though. Well, they were using Stardust because they could sell that to kids.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like they weren't using him much, and he didn't like the gimmick as well. He didn't want to get caught in that. So Cody Rhodes, I get why they let him go because he wanted to get let go because he didn't like the gimmick they were pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the kind of fire that sparked.
He
kind of
quit, bro.
I don't blame him. Yeah. I would quit too.
Definitely. That's what I'm saying. That was the biggest mistake because he's talent.
By Arrow, okay?
Yeah. The Arrow. Speaking of the Arrow, it's canceled. If you saw the last episode, it was supposed to come back. They thought when they originally wrote the season. But then they canceled it, and good cliffhanger, but it had to go.
It's going to get picked up by somebody else is going to pick it up.
Nah, it's 10 years, man.
Yeah, but to finish it off, but they got to let that, they're going to wrap it up. Give a network, pick it up, do the final season, done.
Yeah, give it a chapter.
I mean, giving Game of Thrones a closer, not saying anything, goats, I know, just saying. But like they're wrapping it up, they gave them time to wrap it up.
Yo, bro, I have anxiety about that. Because, like, this is next Sunday is the last episode of Game of Thrones, and I had no idea.
Great.
Bro, I'm catch glad it, man.
It's over. That way I can watch it all on my own leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I'm going to be that dude. I don't even think I'll watch it. I want to be that 1% that'll watch it. Because I know what happens. I already saw the little clips of everything going on. Like, my brother talks about the shit all the time. I'm good. I don't need to watch it, okay? If anything, I might be an asshole to, like, you know what? I might, like, find, like, a bootleg copy of the final episode or somebody leaks it and then just change the thumbnail and just send it to my random friend. Like, hey, check this video out. And when they see it, it's like the ending scene or whatever happens.
Oh, cool, bro.
I wouldn't do that. No, I really wouldn't. I really wouldn't do that. But yeah. It'd be funny to do it to someone I know who wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I'd send that to you and then it'd be like, you know, well, the Wrestling on the Handle podcast is taking a leave of absence break. Yeah. Back through to
Randy got fired.
No, dude is trying to find another co-host.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It is a weird that there's a lot of things ending this year, and the Marvels ended this.
They're not done.
Well, I know Marvel. This generation of Marvel characters have done. You know, Iron Man's not coming back. Mm-mm. Did you see Endgame,
bro? Okay, you're talking to someone who's a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no way that's gonna be the end.
They're gonna have their new.
They're gonna renegotiate. Something I'm telling bro, look, the way the storylines go for the movies right now, bro, not a lot of people have noticed this. I picked up on it. Okay.
Tony's not coming back.
I'm gonna leave that there.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that there. Cause I'll explain to you off the air because I don't want to give my thoughts out because you know people be listening and they'd be taking it to run with it and then you know making actual storylines out of it.
I would like to see that.
I.e. WWE, but I'm joking, I'm just kidding. But no. All right, I'll explain to you. Okay.
What's up?
Since you're not huge into Marvel.
No.
Okay. There's a whole storyline that happens when...
It's like I'm a DC fan. I'm more of a DC fan.
Yeah, I know that. And Star Wars. I'm a Marvel fan. But that's what I'm saying. I'm a Marvel fan. That's what I'm saying. I'm explaining to you. There's a whole storyline that happens when Kang the Conqueror comes out of nowhere and tries to kill Captain America because he fucks up the time portal. He does something in the past that screws everything up and throws out of whack, and he has to go back in time to fix it, to stop whatever he's doing. Endgame, Iron Man, Captain America does the same thing. He's supposed to go back, do whatever he has to do, and come back to the time.
But he didn't.
Doesn't. He stays there and goes old. So something happens through that causes Kang to come back and have to recorrect everything. So I'm telling you now. There might be an Iron Man appearance later on in the future.
I don't know about that.
Because he's one of the main ones during all that.
Mm.
Yes, I'm telling you. He's one of the main ones during the Kang the Conqueror shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the main one that be saving Iron Man's ass in that.
I'm going to see it when I believe it, man.
Bro, this is only the third phase. There's still two more phases, bro.
I don't know about that.
Anything is possible. If Iron Man himself in real life doesn't die and stays alive, I guarantee he's going to make a cameo in a movie in the future. Guarantee it, bro.
I don't know about that, man.
We can make a bet on it. What episode is this going to be?
Episode 36.
Okay, so we can shake hands right now.
Nah.
That there's going to be a bet. All right.
Gentlemen's bet.
I proved you wrong. I've been proving you wrong, lady, bro. I'm just saying.
You know what movie actually I'm kind of excited to see next week? Or this week, actually, I think comes out.
Which one?
Aladdin.
I'm not.
What, you don't see Will Smith as the genie?
Sold out, bro.
Why not, man? It's time.
Man, let them beat him like a fucking Smurf. No.
I'm excited.
There's only one genie in my eyes, bro.
Yeah. Robert Williams. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is different.
What's left of him.
It's weird to see him not do that voice again. Like,
that's why I can't take it serious.
I'm just, it's.
I can't take, I need that Robert Williams energy.
Yeah, it's a new generation.
I need.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't. I know it's a new generation, but like, kids, if you're listening, go back and watch the cartoon Aladdin, the movie. That's A1 Aladdin, bro.
Yeah. I agree. I enjoyed the first one.
He painted his beard, I think, blue and some shit, too. Like, he looks weird,
That
man.
Was weird, yeah.
Will Smith looks weird. He looks chubby, too. He doesn't look like an in shape. Like, he was weird.
It was a genie. Genie was never in shape.
Yeah, I know that, but he had an actual figure. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know why I'm fucking judging.
Talking about his figure. Don't body shame a genie.
Body shame the fuck out of him because he can do whatever he wants.
You know, a Will Smith movie actually really looks cool. Gemini Man. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for
That's the one where he's chasing himself from the future or the past or shit like that. Like,
yeah, that looks tight. Cool,
man. Like, you created a fake me or blah, blah, blah. That was dope.
You made a person out of a person. And it was so cool because it's just like every time I see the young version of Will Smith, I'm thinking of Man in Black. Wild Wild West. I know a lot of people don't like that movie, but I do. You just see all Fresh Prince.
Stay Black.
Yeah, man.
You see all that shit, bro.
I see all of that. Then you see old Will Smith. You're like, huh.
Yeah, it's dope, though, man. No, old Will Smith. I like all of Will Smith's. I like pretty much all of his movies.
Yeah.
Like, except Wild West. But I like all his, almost all his movies. They're cool to me.
Why can you not like Wild Wild West?
I like Wild Wild West, man. I'm just kidding. I'm just.
Hater.
It was all right. It wasn't his best, but it was all right.
Yeah, he was supposed to do The Matrix.
No, that was the Django Unchained before the Django Unchained came out.
Yeah. I can see that.
Just saying, bro.
Oh, no. No, man. I can't wait to see the movie, man.
No, it's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be good, man. He's back to his action shit. He's not none of that foo-foo being nice type shit. And then he got Aladdin, though, too. He's doing the same thing The Rock's doing.
The what?
Pumping out a bunch of movies.
The Rock?
When he's hot. Yeah, he's doing the same thing The Rock's doing.
Yeah. Oh, Harbor. What's that movie called? The new Fast and Furious movie.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
that's
that.
That's going to be dope. Oh, and the boys in there, too.
Roman Reigns. Yeah.
He was off the juice in that movie.
You know what? He did get in trouble with it, so it's not an allegation. He knew what he did.
No, but yeah, he knew what he did. But hey, power to him, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's good. It's going to be his foot to the door to start movies and shit, I guarantee you.
Do you think he'll
going to do the same thing like The Rock did, little by little, inches way out, start doing a movie and stuff? I think it'll be good for him. I really do, because he has that charismatic, like, you know, he's that big guy. I feel like he'd be that dude, like, you know.
You see him being a leading man in a movie?
That are a really good supporting actor in a movie when it comes to, like, actions or whatever the case may be. Because The Rock, he started off as leading as a B character in the movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was in The Scorpion King first.
Yeah. And, you know, then he did that. And then he was in Reno 911, which people don't remember. That came out in between.
He was in Reno 911.
The cop, he's like, I got it. And blew up in the fucking back. It was a quick second. But, I mean, The Rock's done a lot of little peek-a-boo moments and stuff like that before he actually got big movies.
Well, you know what? Actually, when I go to the gym, just like today, I went to the gym and I couldn't like just push myself because usually I listen to music or TV. So I just end up looking at these motivational videos sometimes. And there's one with The Rock where he talks about his company, $7, and he talks about his motivation and stuff like that. And he talks about his movies, like when he felt he had to just push himself to whatever he did, like when he went to wrestling, push himself to whatever he did. And he left on top where he's like, oh my God, what am I doing? And because his first movies weren't doing that well. But so he said, you know, I'm going to keep going because this is my dream. And you know, people, and it's crazy because like we all think like we can't do something because someone else says something. And The Rock even felt that way at first because people kind of saying he couldn't do this, his naysayer, this and that. And to think the guy that's in all these awesome movies ever doubted himself.
You know what you need to watch too to motivate you, bro, that I watch to this day, even if I don't wrestle.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrestle, work out, whatever the case may be. I can be up for a mic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just give me like a little pep and like get me some energy, bro. It's an infamous speech by C.T. Fletcher.
C.T. Fletcher.
Called, no. I am the one.
Oh, I think I've heard that one.
Bro, you want to talk about the chills when you listen to it, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Put your headphones up, blast that shit, bro, and just go into a dark corner, bro. You'll come out that motherfucker fighting, dude.
Really?
Fighting, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
just to all the people out there who need inspiration or motivation for anything out there. Go listen to some of the old school C.T. Fletcher videos. I tell you guys, this man is motivating as fuck.
Yeah, and he's a very he's not like well eloquent. Like he's not going to say all these big words.
Gonna, he's not going to
cuss at you.
He's not going to sugarcoat anything for you.
No, he definitely motivates you. And no, I mean, I like some of those speeches. You know, what's actually a good motivational speech. Rocky V, where he talks to his son about you know.
That's always a classic one.
Yeah, I love that.
Doesn't matter how many hits you can take. It's not how many times you get back up, keep fighting.
Yeah. It's very true, bro. It's about that. You know, I think good out here, man.
It'll be good, man. We talked a little bit about wrestling, shot the shit, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
I will be out of town next week, so we're gonna have a guest host in here, hopefully.
Yeah.
If everything works out good, we'll have a guest host actually for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I won't be here, man, unless we want to record on another day. But I think I have another guest host coming up soon, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to try to see if some guys are available.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
not going to say no names on here.
Yeah.
I won't get no hype because if someone do listen, I think I'm going to get to the next
figure
it out.
Just hit me up. And anyone that actually knows me and wants to be on the podcast, just hit me up on my Instagram or my Instagram. Yeah. That's for ladies.
Fucking A, bro. Can we go one fucking podcast?
No. It's my house. Nope. In my house, I'm always I rep me.
That's cool, bro. It could be your house. 90% of this shit is my equipment.
And 94.
Yeah, so you're going 6%.
I went higher.
A little bit. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
But, bro, the day we go one day without talking about your fucking your thought post.
I said Instagram. I said hit me at my Instagram. I said nothing about my pictures.
Anybody wants to get on this podcast that we know, message me all, and we'll see Facebook. If you are qualified by a certain amount of questions. Okay, you got to answer one. How many abs does Ronald have? Which is all over fucking Instagram, so you know. Number two, is he a whore? I'll tell you now, the answer is yes. I'm just kidding, ladies. He's not. He's not.
I'm a very nice guy.
Ronald's winking at me. I got you, bro. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, hit us up, man. And yo, you got any shout-outs from
Alien Smell, man. Shout out to Alien Smell. Hit him up yesterday on we were doing the Facebook, YouTube, not Facebook, the YouTube live reactions to Raw. Always hits up the chat and always fun to talk to, man.
Alien Smell, follow me on Instagram, bro. I'd love to have a conversation with you about some random shit, dude. Yeah. Randy V Comedy on IG. Hit me up, dude.
You know, he's I always talk to him about his wrestler. His favorite wrestler is Edge.
Of course, bro. Edge is great. Not my favorite, but I can see that. That dude.
Yeah.
The dude's a legend, bro.
Yeah, he's a younger guy too, so like that's why.
Really?
And Edge was pretty big at the early 2000s.
Pretty, I can see that when someone's getting into wrestling and watching. Yeah, I can see that.
My favorite is Chris Jericho of all time.
Okay, but anyways,
best wrestler of all.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, man. Who's your favorite?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's a pretty good. Damn, that's a good pick.
Yeah, and you can't say I don't hate, but and The Rock too. But I like. My brother idolized The Rock, bro. Like, my brother used to go around the house. Oh, yeah. Here, fun fact about my brother, right? Brother used to go around the house, would take a regular, like, a regular belt, not even a wrestler, like, a regular, like, I need to tighten these pants up belt.
Yeah.
And go around doing the eyebrow shit. He can still do the eyebrow now.
Really?
If someone's talking to him and he's talking shit, if he's biting his nail, he'll look at you, be like, huh?
Really?
He'll give you the eyebrow, like, what are you talking about? Like, all the time. It's just natural to him now. It's fucking hilarious.
That is pretty fun. You know what? The belts, I don't know if I said this on the podcast. We would make this in my after school program. We would get three pieces of paper. In the middle, you draw the actual WWE belt. Uh-huh. It's just also Cash Money Millionaires were super popular at the time.
Yep.
So I had the Cash Money Millionaire belt. And then the two sides of the paper, you make the outline of the belt. You get staplers and just cut it out. Together. And then you make yourself a championship belt.
Yeah. What happens when people like me and you grew up poor and we couldn't afford it. We make our
exactly.
own shit.
Yeah. Couldn't go to the store.
That's how you do it, bro.
Yeah, but
that's how you do it, bro. You know what? The closest thing I used to have the actual belt was the studded belt. My dad used to whoop my ass with it. So I would hold that up, joking around, be like, I'm the champ. He goes, oh, you fucked up. No, dad, no. I didn't fuck up. No, we're good.
You know what? I really, you know, another thing is, I used to use my mom's, what is leggings to make a wave cap? But to make a wave cap, but also to make a luchador mask too.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. But not just the feet though. I just want to make sure everyone knows it's the feet part that I cut out.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but she was mad.
I believe it too. I believe it.
Yeah, man.
But hey man, that's wrestling off the handles, man. I am one of the hosts. I feel weird saying do the outro, bro. I feel weird doing it.
All right, guys, we're going to take off. This is Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Ronald Preville. You can always find me being a thought on Instagram at Hey, It's Ronald. And you can find me on my Facebook at Ronald Preville. Please message us at It's Ronald.
Spell your last name out.
Oh, Ronald, my last name.
Because your last name is funky.
Oh, yeah. My last name is Previl.
There you go. So check, I guarantee you're going to have some people friend you this time. Because like, Ronald Preville, what the hell? Previl.
There's a lot. There's actually only three Ronald Previlles that I've found. And two of them are my Facebook that I can't remember the password.
You know what happens when you type in Randy Vega on Facebook?
What happened?
Find my big face on there.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, one of them guys. So follow me on Facebook at Randy Vega. Follow me on IG at Randy V Comedy. All right, guys, I've been posting some show dates. Guys, look, if any of you guys ever hear or see any posts of shows and you're in the air and you come out, tell me you listen to the podcast. I would love to talk to you guys. Seriously, it's not. Don't be weird about it and be like, we're normal fucking people. Just say what's up. Hey, man, I listen to the podcast. Fuck yeah, let's take a photo. Let's do whatever. Let's. I want to meet the fans and the people who listen to this. That's me. I want to meet somebody who listens to this.
Yeah, I can't. I did have someone walk up to me and talk to me about the podcast, and I was just in a rush and I forgot his name. But shout out to a homie at Walmart.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, man. Shout out to homie at Walmart, man.
I can't wait for someone to recognize me from the podcast.
Yeah, man.
I don't think we put any enough photos of me on the podcast.
No, yeah, you are on the podcast.
I'm saying you don't put enough.
I think the way I promote this show.
You got a big-ass fucking photo of you.
Yeah.
And I'm in a little corner.
You got a bigger head, bro. They see you.
Oh, go fuck yourself, bro.
All right. This is Wrestling Off the Handle, guys. See ya.
Later.
Oh, thank you.